Alrighty then. We're about 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, and joining me via telephone, we've got Don Thomas. How you doing, Don?
Great.
Fantastic. And this thing, I would say, is 50 years in the making. Well, the race has been going on 50 years, but this book took about 3 years to put together, right?
Yeah, I am kind of a newbie to kinetic sculpture racing, and we started racing in 2014, Team Pineapple, and we looked around and there wasn't, I mean, I expected there would be like a giant coffee table book like this, someone had already made, but there wasn't anything.
Well, there have been some books in the past that I have seen, but there haven't been any put out in a long time, and a lot of history has gone by since then. The nice thing about this goes all the way back to the very beginning, and you've got details on each race from 1969 till present, and you've got information on various different characters who are part of the kinetic sculpture race. Now, as you were saying off air, there are so many people who have been involved in this over the years. There's clearly going to be some that have been missed and overlooked, but you've got a lot in here. And you said,
yeah, we tried to get the players.
What was that again?
We tried to get the main players. I really, once I started reaching out, there were a lot of people like Randall Frost and Jeno and Gina who had already started compiling all this information and lists. Jeno's kept master lists since she's been involved in the race. So I had a lot of information just kind of at my fingertips.
Yes, and but you've obviously gone back, you know, long before then. You've got a lot of information from the very beginnings of the race, which is really wonderful to see, and a lot of great historic pictures. Where'd you find all these pictures?
So, I mean, I think in a way this was the perfect time to do this book because I don't think it would have been possible before the internet. And I don't know if it'll be possible in the future just because we'll probably have the pipelines will be shut down a little bit more. But, and then a lot of the main players have been passing away, and it's hard to get the information. I literally would call people up. I would go to their houses. I would go through boxes and boxes of moldy and musty old things and listen to their stories. And I've always brought my scanner with me and just scanned pictures in. So I have a lot of photos that people have never seen before.
That's fantastic. And a lot of stories that a lot of people haven't heard before. And some deep information on some folks who people may have known a little bit about, but there's a lot more information about them. I am happy to say that there is a Cliff and Amy Berkowitz page, which is number 316. I was looking at that. That is pretty cool. It's kind of got the history of me and Amy and our son Alexander. So we're three generations of kinetic sculpture racers. I first raced with Hobart in 1995 on the Quagmire Queen, which was a frightening experience. that was a big multi-ton vehicle that had 10 pilots, and it was the wheels were about 12 feet tall, and it was just crazy. Just a crazy machine.
Yeah, there's a picture of Hobart dragging that with a rope.
Well, that's pretty much, it's pretty much main propulsion system was pushing and pulling. The first time that that went out on the water in the 80s, it flipped over in the bay, and that's what gave June Moxon her fear of water, was the Quagmire Queen. It ran twice in the 80s and once in the 90s, and I had the honor of being on it in the 90s, which was, wow, quite an event.
I can imagine seeing that thing coming down the road.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the scariest part was being on the bridge, on Samoa Bridge, because, you know, the wheels are 12 feet tall, you know, and the railing on the bridge is maybe 4 feet high. And it's like, if you turned wrong, you could easily go over the side of that thing because the wheels are so freaking big. So, and at that point, Hobart was quite arthritic in steering the thing. So it was like, we're all biting our nails, but we obviously survived it. But the Kinetic Compendium is what it is called. Compendium with a K, naturally. And this is available from your website and from Amazon, but you're telling me off air that the plus about getting it from your website or in person is you've got a very limited amount of hard copies as well, of hardcovers.
Yeah, we only printed 100 of the hardback covers, and what we did was we did an Indiegogo crowdsourcing campaign where people pledged money to get them printed. And we have about 40 left, I think, of the hardback books that I'm going to bring to the race. And like I say, we only printed 100 so that they would be a collector item.
So the regular paperback version, which is enormous, about, 600 pages or so, what does that run?
It's the one from Amazon, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
The list price they have there is $75, and then you're going to pay shipping and handling.
Unless, of course, you have Prime, then that part's free. And what are you charging for the hardcover version?
The hardcover books are going to be $100 each.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And I'll sign in. We'll just hand it right over at the race.
Well, this is, as you mentioned, a terrific coffee table book. Just make sure your coffee table is strong enough to hold it, because as I said, it's big and heavy.
So, should we tell people about the website? Or
yes, please do.
It's just kineticcompendiumwithak.com, and it does have information on how you can buy the book there. And then another thing that I wanted to mention is that Mark Larson from the F Street Photo Gallery has put together a show putting together all the photographers who participated in the book.
Okay.
And that's going to open in July.
Oh, fantastic. You know, another nice thing about this is you also mentioned all the other races that that have been spawned from this one. This, of course, is the original, but there are many races all over the place now. You know, like in Boulder, Colorado, and Port Townsend, and Ventura, and all kinds of. There are a lot of them. There have been a lot of them internationally as well. Plus, you've got a glossary of terms and race rules, and it's indexed alphabetically, so you can kind of look stuff up. You're going, hey, I wonder what ever happened with this person. Boom, you can look it up and find a page about that person as well. So it's really well put together.
Thank you. Yeah, we had to learn how to, you know, I designed the whole book in InDesign.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to learn things like how to format the index and how to do this and how to do that. And, you know, so got to do everything. Got to be the writer, the editor. My partner, Robert Bandywali, helped with the design of the book, and he would edit most of the things. Tracy Norman Rempe helped out proofreading and contributed just an enormous amount of photographs.
Yeah.
We had a lot of.
Yeah, that is one thing. One really nice thing is there is just so many wonderful photographs in this book, and it is really well put together, good quality book as well. And one thing I like about it is that you've got at least represented here a duct tape on the book. At least it looks like there is duct tape on it. It is replicated that there is duct tape on the spine and kind of holding one of the corners down, which I like. Makes it very kinetic.
Yeah, we wanted to give it an extra little kinetic something. So, yeah, we're very happy with the cover. It came out, you know, it's real eye-catching. It has Dwayne Flatmo's extreme makeover on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Texas, Willoughby is on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo was taken by Dave Rempe from Team Melvin's.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So you've, I guess in researching this thing, you've probably gotten to know this race pretty in depth, I imagine, right?
Probably more than I wanted to.
I'll bet. I'll bet. That is, I wish you had a chance, since you only started in 2014, you were saying, I wish you had a chance to have met Hobart Brown. He was quite the character.
It's true. It's but what's interesting about not being able to meet someone is that, you know, instead of telling my story of meeting Hobart, I had to go out and get everybody else's story. And there's a lot of stories out there, so.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. I am very happy. I didn't see it in here, but there's so much information that that's not in here. You're saying you could probably make multiple volumes of this thing. So just be warned that is probably something you're going to need to do down the road is make the Kinetic Compendium Volume 2 and 3 and 4, etc.
Maybe.
That is just a possibility. But I one of the things I'm most proud of is that I got the first Kinetic Seer. That was something that Hobart had just come up with. I happened to be in the studios with him. And he gave me something. He goes, because at that point I'd never gotten anything for racing other than, you know, pilot wings. He goes, here, you need this. And I went, what is it? It was a kind of an unusual thing. It looked like it had the kinetic chicken, which came down to a point at the bottom, and it had like a little hole in the middle of it. I go, what is that? He goes, this is a seer. I go, what is that? He goes, you can hold up your eye and you can look through it. He goes, you know, it's you and people like you are going to be, you know, keeping the spirit of the race alive, you know, long after I'm gone. I was like, I was really honored, and that was the first one of those. And later on, when he got the design of those things a little bit more dialed in with a cubic zirconia and stuff, like, I got another one. So I think I'm the only person that has two seers, the original prototype, and then the other official one.
We do have a photograph of I think it's Karen Hartman's Seer Award, and there's. On page 573, it talks about the seers. It lists all the seers.
Oh boy, 573, huh? Okay. I'm gonna have to look at that. Yeah, it was a brand new thing when he first started. Oh, there they are. Okay, I can see it right now. There it is. I have one of those, and the first one, it just goes down to a point without that star at the bottom. And in the middle of it has a hole where you can see through it. That was the original. So I have both of them, and I whenever I'm at the race, I always wear both because it's very special, very special
that
indeed.
Is really special.
Yeah, it is exciting. It's been an exciting thing to be part of this race for so long, but there are people who've been doing it a heck of a lot longer, and I know you talked with a lot of them. That's a lot of talking. Did you take lots of notes, and did you record? How did you do that?
I thought it was going to be easy. I thought I would just use some special app and then just record it. But it came out all just garbled all the time, and I would lose the whole interview. So I just started typing as I talked to people, and then I just warned them, you know, there'll be these long pauses, but it just means that I'm typing. And so that's what I did. Or... sometimes I would have an email conversation with people who were writers, and I would just ask them questions, and then they would write. And there's a lot of stuff in here that's in people's own voices because they, you know, are capable writers or had a story that they had already started writing about it. So it's not just, I mean, there's a lot of different voices, basically.
So this year will be the 50th Kinetic Sculpture Race, which is pretty darn exciting. And that's why you say 50 years of Kinetic Sculpture Racing on the front of this thing. And although you've got the stats of all the different races, you've got spaces. You have a space for the 2018 race, which is going to be the 50th race, a place for you to fill in that information since it's already pressed. But a chance for you to fill in that information so you can have it in your book, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and you can get people to sign it, and, you know, it makes it even more of a collector item.
Fantastic. All righty. So you these will be available at the race this year?
So I'm going to be at the Friday night pageantry party at the Arcata Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to be at the awards dinner.
Banquet.
In the mm-hmm. Yeah, and mm-hmm. that's on Monday evening.
Right.
And then I'm also going to hopefully be have someone at the Kinetic Universe merch table who will have some of the books. And, you know, they'll be around. I'll be racing with Team Pineapple. So, like, even at the end of the day, when we get to the Eureka Waterfront at Halverson Park, just try to have them around.
Fantastic.
We'll have them at Crab Park.
We'll be wearing gold.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Just look for the team in gold, right?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Which will be pretty much everybody.
All righty. Well, congratulations on putting this together. I know it was clearly a lot of work to do. And best of luck at the upcoming race. And I will certainly see you out there, since Amy and I will be your glorious MCs as usual. So, I'll have to have you sign a copy of my book when I see you.
Oh, yeah, back at you.
There you
I
go.
I know everybody appreciates Tayhum being there for the race.
Hey, you bet. Always happy to be part of it. All righty, Don. Well, thank you so much. And again, give the website once again.
KineticCompendium.com.
Simple enough. And you can also order it from Amazon or out at the race this year. All right, Don Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you.